Today from the Ohio Newsroom, how well Ohio is doing county by county. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Global leaders want a way to measure a country's success beyond just economic output. So each year, the United Nations ranks countries based on life expectancy, average education levels, and gross income. It's called the Human Development Index. And some Ohio researchers decided to use this tool on each of the state's 88 counties. Michael Hartnett of Scioto Analysis joins us to talk about it. Hi, Michael.
Hello.
So can you talk us through, what did you find? Where are we succeeding?
Looking at Ohio's counties, we find that the highest human development index scores are sort of in suburban areas around its major cities. The medium level scores are in those sort of more urban environments like the big cities, and then the lowest scores are sort of in rural areas. And this is sort of an expected outcome. If you think of, you know, what a stereotypical suburban area around a city looks like, it's probably going to include more upper middle class, college degree professionals with higher income. So this isn't necessarily a surprising result, but it does sort of point to the fact that, you know, our rural parts of the state might need more support from the state government.
Gotcha. There was a notable exception to this trend, though, in Holmes County. What's going right in Holmes County?
So Holmes County is home to one of Ohio's largest Amish populations, which might be bucking the trend on some of this, probably largely due to the high life expectancy. There's been recent research that's been in the news about places called blue zones. These are the places of extremely high life expectancy in the U.S., and they're often quite surprising. The researchers who study blue zones often point to really strong local communities as being sort of a key to a larger life expectancy, you know, places where people feel like they're being brought together. And, you know, we might find that in Ohio's Amish communities as well.
That's interesting. So if we zoom out a little bit, then you also looked at how the state as a whole measured against its Midwestern peers. How did we fare in that?
So compared to the rest of the Midwest, Ohio sits sort of in the bottom middle in terms of human development. There's a big cluster of basically all of the Midwest states except West Virginia that Ohio is near the bottom of. And then West Virginia is sort of an outlier as a relatively low human development state.
So when we do look at those states like Nebraska and Wisconsin, who are consistently scoring higher than us on this index, do we know why? Why are we falling behind some of those other Midwestern states?
These indicators show us that the biggest place where we're lacking behind is in health and life expectancy. So that's sort of a area where we should be looking for ways to improve.
So we lag behind a bit in health. How can we improve our score on this index?
That's really the interesting question, is something that, you know, policymakers and health experts should be looking at and talking about more. Our most recent data is from 2020. And as we all sort of experienced, there was a pretty big dip in life expectancy that happened in 2020 with the COVID-19 pandemic. So as we, you know, begin to recover from that, local and state officials should be looking at public health programs and figuring out ways to improve life expectancy and to overall just make our population healthier.
That's Michael Hartnett. He's a policy analyst with Scioto Analysis. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you very much, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.